Marsha Ball is one of the best-known players of Louisiana blues and boogie-woogie swamp blues. She has made 15 solo albums, numerous Grammy nominations, and has been inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. So let's welcome Marsha Ball, and why don't you, what do you want to start with?
I think I'll start with a song about what we were talking about before we got on the air, which is that Texas-Louisiana state line kind of music that I do. It's called Sparkle Paradise, and it's about a place that actually existed, and it was in Texas on the river down near Port Neches. I don't know what they call the Golden Triangle down there. I kind of moved it over east a little bit. On the river side, down among the trees, you could hear that music on the Louisiana breeze, and the lights would shine out through the night. It was heaven, sparkle paradise. Well, it sounded like angels singing to me. I was just a girl, maybe 17. When I got inside, it was a different sight. It was heaven, sparkle paradise. And the moon would make strange shadows on the wall of smoky neon people in the hall. So we rode those roads in my old beat-up Ford with that funky music on the radio, and the squeeze box wheels, and it wailed and it whined. It was calling us to sparkle paradise. Smiling people of the night, they offered all the evening delight you like. Shadows on the wall of the smoky neon people in the hall. Thank you. morning.
Marcia Ball. Marcia Ball performing live in a special Blue Plate special here at KPLU. So the music you play is it has such geographical references. You were talking about New Orleans and East Texas and the swamp and stuff. Is it possible to separate them, the influences, or is it mainly like New Orleans spreading northward?
No, it's really the Gulf Coast, and New Orleans is and actually the Mississippi Gulf Coast are the eastern perimeters of that, and then you can take it all the way west to San Antonio, as far as I'm concerned.
So where it gets into a little more country swing?
What's... Yeah, there's swing. There's, you know, right where I'm from, people who really blurred that line, like Moon Mullican, you know, who played the piano, but he played country music, but it was also western swing, and he also had some funky blues stuff going on in that. Ivory Joe Hunter, who wrote hundreds of songs and became a big star, is from East Texas. And so it's everybody from Mance Lipscomb and Doug Somm and Sonny and the Sunliners on one end, and Clifton Chenier and Professor Longhair on the other. And you could, in fact, we do play all of that stuff in one night.
And so you, when you were growing up, were you hearing all that stuff on the radio? How did you come to that music?
I heard a lot of it on the radio because we had some good, like, soul music radio stations in my area. And then there was a hall across the street from me that I mentioned in that song I wrote called Down the Road. That's where the dances were in the summer. And the Cajun dances sometimes, soul music other times. The Big Bopper was from right near where I'm from, so all of that was happened, and he was on the radio when I was a kid.
And so white and black musicians coexisting, playing with each other. That's
well, you know, it was still a hard time for all that down there. It was the 50s and 60s, but we could go to hear bands that maybe not mixed race at that time, but but anybody could go hear anybody.
Oh,
pretty
okay.
much.
Nice.
So we did.
Well, feel like playing another tune?
Yeah.
As long as you're here?
While I'm here. Okay. This was inspired by one of my favorite songwriters, Alan Toussaint. Heck, everything I do is inspired by him. When you dance, you go cha cha cha, and when you sing, you go la la la, and when you dance, you go ha ha ha. You make me happy all the time, and when you walk into a room, my heart. It goes boom, boom, boom. My love for you is so true, true, true. You make me happy all the time. You make me happy. You never, never make me blue. You make me happy. I'm so happy when I'm with you. You know, I call you on the telephone. It's no use, you're never at home. You go out every night. That's okay, that's all right. 'Cause I don't want to hold you down. No, honey, I don't want to cramp your style. Oh, baby, I just want to hang around and party with. You make me happy. You never, never make me blue. Yes, you make me happy. I'm so happy when I'm with you. Thank you. Yes, you make me happy. You never, never make me blue. No. You make me so very happy. I'm so happy when I'm with you. When you dance, you go cha cha cha. And when you sing, you go la la la. And when you laugh, you go ha ha ha. You make me happy all the time. Yeah, you make me happy all the time. Well, you make me happy all the time. Well, you make me happy all. You make me happy all the time.
Marsha Ball performing live. So when you were a kid, were you playing? Yeah, I know you played piano since you were like 5 years old. What were you playing when you were 5 years old? Was it traditional music or were you like into the boogie woogie?
They put me in the piano lessons that that were available, and my grandmother played piano. And my aunt played piano, and they played popular music. So they were playing, my grandmother's playing. She was playing stride ragtime stuff. My aunt was playing beautiful cocktail, what they called cocktail music at the time, you know, show tunes and beautiful melodies of the 50s and 60s. So I always had popular music and sheet music to fool with. And I remember when I first heard Boogie Woogie and trying to stretch my little fingers to make that. I had a cousin, my aunt's daughter, and she played piano as well, and we were always kind of competing to see who could snag the most stuff.
Well, I guess, I'm guessing you won.
She was real good, though.
So you played piano since you were a child, but when you went to college, you were an English major. Why didn't you study music?
Studying music at that time was not, I had not even been playing piano or taking lessons for quite a while through high school. And I didn't want to be a piano teacher or a music teacher. I wasn't going to be an opera singer or a band director or anything like that. And that's, at that time, sort of where music schools directed you. Now, I mean, it's wonderful, crazy what you can do. You know, all these people are teaching jazz guitar and, you know, and all the composition and all the improvisation, everything that's available right now, including the technical aspects of it. Music schools are way different than they were when I was in school.
Well, I think your English major served you well because all along you've either written or co-written just about everything on your records.
Starting a few albums back, starting with the Gator Rhythms record, that's when I really started writing most of the stuff that I do. I've always liked to write, to read and write. That was really, I mean, I became a musician sort of by accident. It was just the times, you know, everybody got in a band. If you were a hippie, and I was, and I am, then you knew any musicians, you know, you could get in a band.
Yeah, that's amazing. So your most recent record, Roadside Attractions on Alligator Records, you said it's your most personal album yet. Is there something to that?
It really is. I mean, except for maybe one song on that record that my friend Gary Nicholson and I, who produced and co-wrote some of the songs with me, pretty much made up from scratch. A lot of this stuff just comes from my life and my past and experiences and things that mean a lot to me.
Nice. Well, would you play, can you play a tune from the new record?
Yeah. I will play this song called Sugar Boogie. And I always say this is about two things I like a whole lot, sugar and boogie. And but it's about, my mother grew up on a sugar cane plantation down in South Louisiana. And so I've always heard the stories. And then then she was in New Orleans. My grandmother lived in New Orleans after her girls were raised. And so this kind of applies to all of that. And in the last verse, I like to tell people going in that there's as I hear that music, it's the Candyman. And there's still a horse-drawn taffy trailer that plies the streets of New Orleans selling what they call Roman candy. And that's what that's about. Let me think. Smell that kettle piping hot. I'm sorry. That is so awful. I was doing the other. I was doing another song a little while ago. Damn.
We'll be happy to hear anything you want to throw at us.
About a night, but I did this. Like I said, I was thinking watermelon time. Now, if I do watermelon time, maybe I'll come up with Sugar Boogie.
All right. There you go. There you go.
This is watermelon time. I can't believe it. I hear your mama calling you. You can't run and hide. Get that truck loaded now. It's watermelon time. Go out on the highway and put you up a sign. Cut that big one open now, cause it's red to the rind. Sweet as candy, sugar on the vine. Fine and dandy now, it's watermelon time. First you got to pick them up, standing in the fields. Warm and sandy, man, oh man, as far as you can see. My baby brother's wishing that he could have a piece. See how far that kid can spit them little watermelon seeds. Sweet as candy, sugar on the vine. Fine and dandy now, it's watermelon time. Watermelon pickles sitting in the brine, sugar babies and yellow meats and watermelon wine, big Creole tomatoes all tied up with twine. See how right down over there, that's the best you can find. Sweet as candy, sugar on the vine. Oh, fine and dandy now, it's watermelon time. Your nerves and it elevates your mood. When eating that watermelon, oh honey, you can't have the blues. You get yourself all sticky, you know you don't mind, cause you can't be too picky. Now it's watermelon time. Sweet as candy, sugar on the vine. Oh, fine and dandy now, it's watermelon time. Sweet as candy, sugar on the vine. Oh, fine and dandy now, it's watermelon time. A watermelon time. A watermelon time. I wish you could see how red I am on the radio.